Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. We're going to be joined tonight by Patrick Wood. OPEC, I guess Saudi Arabia has now sealed their alliance even more with Russia. I wonder how that could have happened. Well, we told you that was actually happening, and we'll remind you how we said that was happening. And then we're going to have Dr. James Thorpe on. We'll also have on Tom Littleton, as well as Kay Rubacek. A lot of news tonight. But before we get there, I had to go to the motor vehicles. Is that what it's called, Logan? Motor vehicle place? DMV? It was not the DMV? Well, it was like some kind of government county clerk building we had to go to, Logan and I, this morning to get tabs. You probably have to do that in your state too, right? Get tabs for your license plate. It's a tax, right? Even no matter how much you pay, there's still massive potholes in the road. But anyway, you couldn't do it online. The government, they don't give you the option to do it online because it was broken. I guess it's been broken for months. So you couldn't just say, I'll apply for this online, pay the money online and the tabs come in the mail and you don't have to go out and do anything. No, that option was broken. It wasn't working. Hasn't worked for months. So we showed up at 9 o'clock this morning and the line was out the door here in Tennessee. And the people were nice. And by the way, I'm a little tired of hearing about all the racial disharmony in the Mid-South. Really? You should have been with us today. There were all people groups represented, and everybody was being nice to each other and friendly and laughing and joking. Most of the joking had to do at the expense of the local government, and the joke that this turned out to be. Waiting for tabs, it took us 3.5 hours to get the tabs for Logan's car and for my wife's car. 3.5 hours. But what was really interesting is that we got inside the building. You want to show the first one? The first one? Yeah, no social distancing. Yeah. Social distancing. So they wanted you to know that they were involved in social. This building is actively enforcing social distancing. What's it say below the two little characters? You're going too fast. I can't read from that far. To help prevent the spread of COVID-19, please maintain at least 6 feet from others during the visit. Okay. Well, we should have taken a picture, but I didn't want to violate anyone's privacy. The chairs, when you finally made it into the room 2.5 hours later, the chairs against the wall were all crammed each other like you would in church, right? Wait a minute. I thought we were observing social distancing here. We were literally touching elbows. Now, I wouldn't sit in the chairs because I don't know who all has been sitting in those chairs. And so I just stood the whole time because I'm not about to sit down. I mean, I would have had to come home and throw my new dress pants into the laundry room already. So I stood the whole 3.5 hours because I wasn't about to sit in those chairs. But there was no social distancing going on. They crammed all the chairs by each other. Everybody was touching elbows. Two long rows, all right? Now, what's very interesting is after they tell you they adhere in this government building to social distancing, show the next sign. There you go. The next sign. Do not move chairs. Thanks. Wait a minute. I thought we were social distancing. The chairs were all shoved right next to each other. So we went to social distance, but no, we can't. Because we've been told not to move the chairs. Now, isn't this exactly what you would expect at a government building? We observe strict social distancing. All the chairs happen to be right next to each other, pushed up, touching each other. We better take care of that and spread out because we're observing social distancing in this building. Do not move the chairs. This is so typical of the government. They say one thing, they do another. They're so confusing. They make no sense. It was ridiculous. Now, what was kind of funny was here we are, the taxpayers, coming up there to fork over the money, which apparently isn't being used to solve all the pothole problems. But I digress. And you would think it's be like, hello, Mr. Taxpayer. Hello, Mrs. Taxpayer. Hope you're having a nice day. Although I must say the people in there were nice. Everybody was nice. But This sign I didn't think was very nice. This was a little shocking. What are you, what do you got? Delta has a ball somewhere stuck under something in here, and she's growling for it. What, zoom in on that thing. What does that say, Logan? Read it slowly to me. I can't read it from here. Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut. And notice that keep your mouth shut. Mouth shut is all big letters, right? And you will stay out of trouble. And what's the Proverbs 21:23? Really? Now, Proverbs 21. I'm going to show you how that really reads. Proverbs 21:23. Thank you. Appreciate it. Forgot my phone downstairs. All right, thank you. Proverbs 21:23. Well, first of all, how about that for customer service? I'm surprised someone didn't complain. They got a Bible verse posted up there where everybody can see it. But wow, so much for hospitality to the taxpayer. Keep your mouth shut. And then what was above it, Logan? What was above that sign? The exit. I pointed to the exit. Keep your mouth shut and then get out until you have to come back next year and dump more money in our coffers. Well, how does Proverbs 21:23 really read? Let's see. The I got several versions. The let's go with see if I can find the New King James. I don't see New King James in here, but let's go with just the King James. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Okay, well, a little close, but anyway, keep your mouth shut. You got a Bible verse up there. So anyway, that was our adventure today. But I must say, everybody was nice to each other, and I said to a few of them, I feel like this is practice, because they actually brought us in with an armed security guard, put us through a metal detector, and we got in the building. Finally, when you got in the building, with an armed security guard who then told us where to stand in the hall until we could go in the actual room, and then told us to sit, and then told everybody to stand up and move down the line so more people could come in and sit. And I finally said, I feel like this is practice for the concentration camp. And several people around us laughed, but everybody was making good sport of it. Can you guys go to a wide shot? What is she digging at back here? Can one of you guys come and figure out? I think she's got a ball underneath that one of these. She keeps digging the wood floor up, trying to get to it. Come get that for her. Oh, brother. All right, before we go to our first guest. So that's why I wasn't on the radio today at 1 o'clock, if you're wondering. These came in the mail today. Look what came in the mail. The MyPillow sandals came in the mail. I ordered blue. What colors you get, Logan? Pink? What? Blue. Yours are blue, too? You like them? You're wearing yours.
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah.
I haven't worn mine yet because I got them. How long have they been here?
I don't know.
You've been wearing it. About an hour ago? Here's Melissa's. Thank you, Dawn. Dawn from MyPillow sent these down. Thank you, Dawn. Look at that. These are the MyPillow slippers. You guys really need to get a pair. Logan says they're super comfortable. I don't doubt it. They're super thick. I haven't tried them out yet, but I'm going to. They're super. Well, I am going to try them out. Hang on. Let me see. Should we do this right here on the air before we go to our first guest? Take my boot off. You might have to go to a wide shot. Oh, wow. Wow, those are comfy. Wow. Yeah, those are sharp. Yeah. What's that, Logan? Those are comfy. Yeah, those are comfy. So there you go. If you would like to get a pair, particularly for those of you still living in the South here where we are, I was probably close to 80 degrees today. Put my boot back on. If you're going to get a pair, go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. You'll get savings and we get credit. Yeah, those are comfortable, Logan. So, Logan, you like your pair? I like my pair. Mom likes her pair. So you guys all get a pair. There you go. We'll set those over there. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66. All right. Did you guys get Delta's ball?
Yeah, it's on her bed.
It's on her bed? Oh. All right. We got that out of the way. That's tonight's business.